Would security at American airports have detected the kind of non-metallic underwear bomb that Saudi double agent handed over to the CIA in what's being called an extraordinary intelligence coup? The FBI is now analyzing the bomb at its lab in Quantico, Virginia, after the Saudi Arabian operative who'd infiltrated al-Qaeda in Yemen left Yemen with the bomb on what al-Qaeda thought was to be a suicide mission to bring down a U.S.-bound airliner. Scott Shane of the New York Times has been following all of this. Scott, it's an incredible story. The bomb maker is believed to be Ibrahim Hassan al-Assiri, also a Saudi-born man in his early 30s, and the bomb is supposed to represent an evolution in technology. What were the other bombs he's thought to have designed, and why was this one different?
Well, he's been sought by American counterterrorism forces, obviously, for a long time, certainly since the Christmas bombing attempt that everyone will remember in 2009, when the so-called underwear bomber got on a flight bound to Detroit, and that one failed only because the chemicals fizzled, essentially, and other passengers intervened. You know, he made it all the way through the system. Then in 2010, there were the two bombs put inside printer cartridges and sent aboard cargo planes. Those bombs made it aboard the planes, but they were detected before they reached the United States. And this would seem to be the third try to get a bomb aboard a U.S.-bound airliner. This same guy, al-Assiri, who's considered to be a very skilled bomb maker, adjusted his design, and the FBI folks are being somewhat closed-mouthed, but they say that it does appear to be somewhat more sophisticated, somewhat more difficult to detect, even than that underwear bomb in 2009.
Well, what we are hearing is that it's non-metallic, so metal detectors would presumably not work. But body scanners would. I mean, the Obama administration officials there are saying new body scanners at U.S. airports would have detected this bomb?
Well, you know, they're studying that right now, and I think that they have sort of made a preliminary assessment that probably they would have detected this. That may not be terribly reassuring. I suspect that we'll hear for a while at least a lot fewer complaints from air travelers about having to go through those newfangled machines that show an outline of the passenger's body.
Well, maybe, but the other question that's raised, though, is those body scanners are only at about 180 of the 450 airports in this country, and they're at not too many of the departing airports. In other words, what does it matter if we have the scanners here if these people are coming from other countries on inbound planes from airports that don't have the scanners?
Well, I think that's what obviously keeps security officials up at night. I guess the one thing you could say is that there are different ways to stop a terrorist attack. And stopping a suicide bomber at an airport as he tries to board a plane is not the ideal way to do it. And that's why they have tried to go on the offensive in cases like this. And by infiltrating al-Qaeda, they've pushed the bomb way back away from the United States, away from airplanes, and they basically got nowhere with this plot, because if there are enough suicide bombers with sophisticated explosives trying to board planes, one of these days someone's going to make it through.
Yeah, chilling thought. But how are officials reacting to that we know? In a minute, we're going to be speaking to an FBI official about cyber attacks, and his point is no more playing defense. Let's go on the offense. You know, as you've been saying, try to get to the people who are sending them. Try not to just deflect the attacks that come in. So do we know how officials here in the U.S. are trying to think ahead of these attackers? You know, what might a next evolution in bomb making be?
Well, I think they're trying to get ahead of the bomb maker by, you know, going after the group itself, keeping them on the run and trying to prevent them from being able to build a bomb, presumably based on information supplied by the agent who infiltrated the al-Qaeda branch in Yemen. There was a drone strike in Yemen on Sunday that killed the so-called external operations chief of that al-Qaeda branch, the guy who planned plots against the United States and other countries,
including the bombing of the USS Cole.
Yes. You know, it's incredibly disruptive for this tight-knit terrorist group, first of all, to have some of their members killed and have to worry about drone attacks. But secondly, now that they've discovered that this guy who was in their midst and who they trusted as an operative, as a martyr, turned out to be an agent and an enemy, you know, they must all be looking at one another, kind of wondering, can I trust this guy? Is this guy another double agent?
Scott Shane of the New York Times on the foiled al-Qaeda plot to use a new underwear bomb. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.